The debate over how much information the White House and the CIA should share with Congress about sensitive intelligence matters has gone on for decades. To learn more about the history, we turn to Pamela Hess, who covers intelligence agencies for the Associated Press.
The CIA didn't have many rules governing it from the very start, actually, when it was created. What eventually happened within a couple of years of Truman creating it was called the Central Intelligence Group at the time. They eventually put the Armed Services chairman in charge of looking at the money. It was really a question of money. It wasn't about notification at all. It was, how is the CIA spending their money and how much do they have? And this small group of, I think, four really jealously guarded their authority over the CIG, which would become the CIA. Most of Congress knew nothing about what was going on, and that was almost intentional. There was so much fear then, because it was the start of the Cold War, Soviet Union. People felt like, we don't want to know what the CIA is doing. Just do it and don't tell us. And that more or less governed everything until the early 70s.
What happened then?
It was leaked that the Nixon administration tried to affect the outcome of an election. Didn't manage to do it, but an election in Chile. And when this came out, then Congress sort of got outraged, and there was a law that was passed. And in that law, it demanded that first four, and then it was later changed to six, and then eight congressional committees were to be notified of CIA covert operations.
Eight congressional committees. This is dozens, scores of members of Congress.
We're going
and
with
senators.
Scores, Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens from that point on, however, is that this number super freaks out the CIA, which doesn't like people knowing about it. The Nixon administration and then Ford and then Carter all don't like this because they feel it's an infringement on presidential powers to run national security. So this eventually gets changed. And in 1980, they brought it down to the CIA, and this is the important distinction, the CIA has to notify the House and Senate Intelligence Committees and even just the top people in that. So they set up a Gang of Eight notification first in 1980.
Remind me here, who are the Gang of Eight?
The Gang of Eight is comprised of the top Republican in the House and the Senate, the top Democrat in the House and the Senate, and then each of the top two members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees from both parties.
We've gone from eight committees to just eight
people. Right, because people were so freaked out at having so many people know. And then you have the Iran-Contra scandal come up, where nobody told Congress anything about a covert action that was going on. And so Congress then passed another law in 1991, another amendment to the National Security Act, and that one said the president, not the CIA, the president has to notify the Gang of Eight in Congress about covert actions.
So let me figure out how that background fits into the story of the last several days. We're told that Vice President Cheney instructed the CIA not to mention to anybody in Congress about this secret program that the CIA was involved in. Was that actually then the White House's call? It was up to the president under current law to decide what to do in that situation?
The president had already given the CIA authorization to carry out the general nature of these activities, which is targeting al-Qaeda. And so the argument from White House types, CIA types at the time, was that this wasn't a covert action. Congress didn't need to know about it. If it had crossed the line into becoming a planned covert action, if they'd found somebody that they wanted to go after, then they would have notified Congress. But it hadn't gotten to that point yet. The Cheney involvement is interesting and curious and sort of speaks to the strange role that he played as a vice president in the Bush administration, which was highly secretive, highly powerful, very influential.
Are there people arguing that it's good enough that some of these secrets are coming out and being revealed to Congress some years later? They get publicized years later. They get known to history, even if they weren't really known at all by people who arguably should have known at the time.
I think historians might make that argument, but no one involved in the political arena that I've heard today has said, well, we're happy that it's just eventually coming out. Maybe there needs to be more insight, more oversight, more control exercised. I don't know what the answer is, because these democracy and intelligence are not two things that sit very well together.
Pam Hess covers intelligence agencies for the Associated Press. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.